Hello, Rabbi Isai. We are up to the beginning of the new parak on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, third parak. Before I get started, I just want to tell you something I discovered tonight as I was looking into the Rambams on this halacha. So Reb Chaim says to look back in Parak Tes Halacha Aleph, where he writes the following. Very, very interesting. So, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, he says, in the days of Yerken and Kain Gadol, we read this before, which was Shohaya Achar Shem HaTzadik.
Perek Tes.
The Rambam, Perek Tes, Helchus Meiser Halacha Aleph. That we made Yerken and Kain Gadol, that they sent around to Rebaidik, and they found the Maizrishan, Maizrishani, Maizrani, the Amiha Aretz from Mako. And they were guys there, Shalay Yehinimon, Allah Maizis, Allah Noshin, Nemonim. Aval Amiha Aretz, Peyrosay, and Sophic. Vainamon, and Limer Musarn Haim, Zahu, and Nikra Demai. That's Halacha Aleph in the Ramah, where he introduces this Halacha. The words, Peyrosay, and Sophic, Reb Chaim writes the following footnote. He's da, you should know. Kol ha-kulos shehi kilo chacham b'demai, all the kulos that we've mentioned so far, to date, hu mishum roiv amahi ha-aretz ma'asrin, because there's a roiv. Avo b'shar sveikas, if there was another doubt, if you had another case where there was a doubt, kagon, shachachim iser pei roisov, if you forgot, did I take my sword? You just don't remember what you did. Asur midina. Then it's asur midina. It's like any sofik deraisa. You got to go chumra. Atri yafresh. Rafil bezman azeh. Rafil birakas. Vehin lekuchas. Vein kan kulos demai. And there's chaimish and there's biur. All the sveikas. Ein kan shum kulos shal demai. Vlachein. Now he ends off like this. Bididon ba'avosenu harabim. Ain longer roiv amahi aretz ma'asrin. We no longer live in that state where roiv of the amahi aretz are taking ma'asrin. V'yesh lehistapek v'lokech min hashok v'sofik tevel. We really have a literal sofik tevel when we buy in the market. Sorech li tein choymesh b'chol ma'asr sheni v'ain lonu shum kulos shal demai. All the kulos of this masechta that we're learning about, none of them are negev b'zman hazeh. Because b'zman hazeh, he writes, avav osenu harabim, we don't have the roiv amayar, it's ma'asin any longer. So I just wanted to bring that to the table. I thought that was a very important thing to be aware of, unfortunately. Yeah, it's a Sufik Tevel, b'zman hazeh. It's mamish a Sufik Tevel, and none of the coolest that we're learning about now and that we're going to learn in the future are going to be negeh. Okay. I guess you could call it theoretical in a certain sense, yeah.
Which is why you have an issue if you go shopping here and you end up buying, let's say, carrots or peppers that are from Eretz Yisrael.
That would be a basic question. Can you rely on the Rabbanut when it comes to exports or not? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there, so I can't comment on what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Because they weren't sure.
Let's go weiter.
Yeah.
All right, Rabbi. We waited for you.
Appreciate it.
So the first Mishnah says that you can give aniyam to my. So if you look at my folder, he says the Gemara pligi bo amaroi ibanim ami haaretz nami mari idaf kavanim chaver. What kind of aniyam are we talking about? Are we talking about They are regular, they're chaveirim, or even amayorets. You can give them to eat demai. Ve'es ha'aksanya demai. You can give the aksanya. Aksanya, exactly, what is aksanya? Sanya can be translated two ways. One way is it's the soldiers. It's referring to the, you know, how the king always would periodically have soldiers have to stay in your house, and you'd have to feed them.
Sanya is the host or the guest?
The guest. So is Achsanya the king's soldiers, or is it like a guest, like the regular way it's translated? So this is a machlokes in the Mefarshim. There's a lot of detail behind here. It's overwhelming how much detail there is here. We could literally spend hours and hours on this Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Hayamachal is poil of Demai. Rabbi Gamliel used to feed his poor workers to my, and we're going to see what the pshat is in that. The Tanakhama holds that you cannot. In other words, what's the machlokas? How come the Tanakhama holds you can't feed workers to my? Because remember, there was an understanding, obviously, that when in Rabbi Gamliel's area, that when you hired workers, that you're obligated to give them a meal as well. Okay.
So it's part of the normal pay package.
Normal package, right. That comes with a meal.
Oh, I thought it was
Lo Tasso. No. Lo Tasso was separate. I'm not talking about on the rice level. The way he puts it, in footnote 2, he brings, in Rami Gamliel's location, employers customarily supplied their workers with meals. So we're talking about a minhag. We're not talking about the inyan of Lo Tasso, of being able to eat from the food that you're working with, which is not a meal, that's just the snacking. Yeah. So where that was, so that became a chov, and the rule is, normally you say that you can't pay a chov off with the mai. If I owe something, I can't pay it off with the mai, okay? So, so some say that Rabbi Gamliel, he brings over here from the gra, in the brackets, that even according to Gamliel, you can't feed the mai in order to discharge the obligatory meal. It's referring to the extra food that he gave voluntarily. That Rabbi Gamliel held you could do, and the Chachamim, the Tanakhama held you couldn't even do that. Okay, so that's a big shaila, exactly what the machlokas is. Gabay tzedakah, what about people who are administration of the stock also by Shamayomrim, Nosan is Hamusal Shainu Ma'aser, but Shainu Musal Ma'aser. So that means that you'd give, you were collecting from, right, you're going around collecting from everyone in town. There's some Amaratsim, you know, you have on your address sheet, you have a checkbox that says Amaratz Chaver. So yeah, the stuff that you collected from the Amaratsim, you'd put that in one bag. The stuff that you collect from the chaverim, you'd put that in another bag. So you had two bags of food, the ches bag and the ayin bag. Okay, so the amaratzim bag with an ayin on it, and the chaver bag had a ches on it. Now, when it comes to giving out the food that you collected, so the ayin bag would go to the chaverim, whom we knew would be ma'aser, so we could give them from the stuff that came from the amaratzim's house. The amaratzim, who are aniyim, they'd have to get from the chess bag. So that's what it basically says here. That's what Beis Shammai is saying. Notion is hamu usur l'she'enu ma'aser. Ves she'enu ma'aser l'ma'aser.
Why don't we have a
Beis Shammai? Hold on a second. Nimsu kol adam ochlen musukin. So then it comes out, everybody eats musukin. Now, the question is Beis Shammai arguing on the Tanakhama? Right, we just said, the Tanakhama said that you feed aniyim to mai. So, you have to work it out. It becomes a little complicated. So it's a machlokas in the Gemara. Is the Tanakhama referring to even if the aniyim are amei haratzim? So if, let's assume for a second that it was. So if the Tanakhama meant that you could feed amei haratzim to mai, then Beis Shammai is arguing clearly on the Tanakhama, because he's saying you had to only give the mu'usr to the Einu Ma'asrim. So, because if you could feed them and write them to Mai, what's the issue? You could give them to Mai. What's the difference? Right? If you hold like the other Shita that the Tanakhama was only talking about Chaverim, so then you could discuss, well, maybe they're not arguing. Okay, so that's a Shailah by itself. That's the observation that you're making is an interesting one. That it says v'chachamim omrim. This is very unusual. Usually you have Beis Shammai and then you have Beis Hillel. Here it says chachamim. I'm not sure why. I noticed that also. We talked about it. I'm not assuming anything. I only read what it says. It says chachamim omrim, and so I'm not sure. Govin Stam or Chalkin Stam, they felt that you collect the money, you don't put it in separate bags. You don't have a checkbox that says, I'm an Oretz Chaver. You have one bag, you don't care whose house you're collecting from. It all goes in the same bag. And Machalkin Stam, you give it out Stam. For Rotsu Lasakin, Yasakin, whoever wants to be Masakin can. Now that certainly sounds like it's optional. That's also a machlokas. Is a rotzel sakin misakin really mean you must be misakin it, or does it, or is it optional? Machlokas.
We don't know if it's rov or not rov.
Rov from of what we collected was from chaver or not. Yeah, well, we know that rov amaratz ma'asrin, and we know that there's chaver in there, so I would say it's a sveika. Suffolk whether this came from a chaver. Into Slimmer, it came from an Amoritz. Maybe he was Maseret. I think you shouldn't have to do it, right?
Do you have any assumptions about which population gives tzedakah? Meaning, do we assume everyone gives tzedakah?
Yeah, we assume everybody gives tzedakah.
That was today's Bavli daf.
Not there yet. Oh, it's next.
It's today's daf. Today's in Gittin?
Yeah.
It talks about.
Importance about tzedakah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Well, just for the benefit of the recording, which daf is today's daf in Gittin?
Zion.
Daf Zion? Okay. Okay. Okay, so let's go right through the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yona, so we're going to have a machlokes right now. Amar Rabbi Yona, Masnisa, the Mishnah is talking about where it says you can give the Aniyim and the Achsanya Demai, that's by Aniyei Chaveirim. This is talking about where they are chaver mubachsanya, or and achsanya is talking about pekira b'Yeshua. These are chaverim who do not lodge overnight. Okay, this is a very important point. Why is it that they do not lodge overnight? Why is that important? Because if I have a guest that lodges in my house overnight, I'm obligated to give that person a meal. It's not an option. If I stay at your house overnight, you can't tell me, you know, we have a nice bagel store called Goldberg's. If you need breakfast, get in your car and go over there. That's not acceptable, okay? You have to supply breakfast. It's your obligation. And therefore, since it's your obligation...
It's top 60.
It's, that may be 61. Since it's your obligation, so it becomes a problem of being paying off your debt with Demai. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yonah is saying. So it's Kirby Yeshua. We're going to quote, what does Rabbi Yeshua got to do with this? Tani, we have the following story. Might Rabbi Yeshua, there's a story. Shalach HaKar Rabbi Yonah and Zakai Livror Chayil. He went to study Torah by Rabbi Yonah and Zakai in a place called Bror Chayil, wherever that is. Does it say where it is? It was in Bror Chayil. Okay, that's where it was. That the yeshiva. For you oisam b'nei ha'ayaras mevi'en lehem peiros. You know, the people would come to tent, would come and bring food for the yeshiva guys to eat, right? Amalahen, that's what they think, called Essen Kest or something like that. They called it in Europe, right? I was like, Essen Kest. That's what they used to say in Yiddish, right? Amalahen Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said, they asked him, should we take Meiser or not take Meiser from this food that's coming from the public? So he said, Imlonu Khan, if we intend, this is the way he translates it here. He translates it, if we intend to stay overnight, then Chayavon Olaser, we have to take Meiser from it. The Imlav, but if we're not planning on staying overnight, in Onu Chayavon Olaser. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? So he says over here, it's going to come up on the base. We'll see in a second. Okay? So the Gemara says, Okay, so that's the shita. Let's just get the names right. So Rabbi Yoina, this is the position of Rabbi Yoina. We're talking about Chaverim, and we're talking about a special type of Aksanya. Now we have this position of Rabbi Yossi. He says, we're not talking about Chaverim. We're even talking about Amiha Aretz. Why? Because if you're going to say to the people who live in town who are giving out the food, that, you know what, if you give a chaver, you don't have to take off any maisus. But if you give an amaretz, then you're going to have to take off maisus. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop giving the amaretz food because I get a 10% bump on my tax receipt for deductible. I get out 10% more, and I'll give the chaver. I'll be able to get more, you know, for the buck. So what's going to happen? The amaretz are going to starve to death, because they won't have food. So we don't want that.
Why is it okay for me to give a chaver?
Because the chaver is going to take the maisus himself.
But I can't sell it to him that way either. Meaning,
you're not selling him. You're giving him.
No, meaning what's the difference between a matana and a mechira? Like why is it okay? Why is that okay?
That's one of the coolest. That was explained in the footnotes on the Mishnah. That this is one of the coolest of the chidushim of saying machilas ha'aniyim d'mai.
Can we explain that why staying overnight makes a difference?
It's coming up. Okay, I don't know if I answered your question or you still have a question. Why is there? You wonder why there's a difference between selling and that you're not allowed to do and giving out what you are allowed to do. Is that your question?
Yes.
No, that's not a question because when you're giving out, you're giving out tzedakah, and because you're doing a dvar mitzvah of tzedakah, we make it easier for you to do the mitzvah tzedakah. We also make it easier for the ani to receive tzedakah, and he doesn't have to take off miser, so he gets more food in the handout process.
I think he does have to.
Well, that's going to be the question.
We said this. Remember, it's on Dafir Aleph. That was the time who said that Rishami holds that aniyim are not allowed to eat the mice.
Okay. This is the whole question over here. When it says haroitza l'sakin yisakin,
we assume right. Meaning we were just saying as we were talking that we as the giver, I don't have to be misakin in it if I'm giving it to a chaver.
Right.
Like it sounds like we assume the chaver will.
We assume the chaver will be misakin in himself.
The issue is I'm not going to give to an amaretz. Because we assume he's not going to be misakin it.
Right. That is correct. That is what we seem to be saying. That's correct. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't. Rabbi Yossi, I think, clearly would hold it that they can go ahead and eat it themselves, I think.
He says it, right? Clearly.
Yeah. I'm just saying over here, if he mentions anything about not having to take the tithe in. I don't see it. I don't see it clearly over here written out. Let's see here. One second.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking to see if he speaks out explicitly in the footnote that they don't have to be take off the maestros. Let's keep going for the time being. Okay, we'll come back to this question. So Mamakayim Rabbi Yossi Laksanya. So what is in other words? We said Rabbi Yoina held the Aksanya refers to the Aksanya, like Rabbi Yeshua. What about Rabbi Yossi? What does he hold? 14. Let's see. The whole reason why he's allowing the Amei Aretz to get it is because we don't want them to die of hunger. That reasoning does not apply to guests who are self-sufficient. That's the pshat in this question. So where do they allow the guest to get the mai? So the Gemara says, Kadot etoni, hagar mimoch. This is a very surprising response. The Yossi says that we're talking about non-Jewish guests. We're talking about goyim. Okay? So it says Hagari Mimach Pasuk says, the rabbi says Haksanya. It tells me it's a ribui of the guest. Rabbi Lazaroim is Haksanya Shal Goy. It's a Gentile guest. Okay? So basically this Pasuk is talking about Shvius, right?
Yeah.
So it says over here on the, in footnote 20, it says, I didn't need a pasuk to tell me that I can give a Yisrael guest Shvius. Every Jew can eat Shvius. So it's telling me a special heter that even if it's a non-Jew, and normally it says lachem la'achla, not for, for non-Jews to eat, but you can feed Shvius to a guy who's a guest in a Jew's home. Okay? All right. Now, Tani, Tzarek Lahudiya, you have to tell the poor person that it is Demai. So, Al Daite Durabyano Du Omar Bani Yechaverim Humasni Sanicha. So, according to Rabbeinu, who holds that we're talking about where the Aniyim or Chaverim makes sense, because there would be a tachlis in notifying them that this has not been Masukkah. But if we're talking about that the aniyim are even amiharet, so what's the point of telling them? So the Gemara answers, because even though 99 out of 100 amiharets are not going to be masakin their demai, because the amiharets, remember the amiharets, when we say rov amiharets are ma'asenhein, that's true about their tevel, but when they encounter demai, then the Amiharis are saying, well, don't bother me with this Chumrah over here. But there will be 1 out of 100, that's what basically Yerushalmi is saying here, there will be 1 out of 100 who will be Masakin, and so therefore we are Modiya them as well. That's basically it. All right? On 25, he says, alternatively, I like this, perhaps one of the recipients whom the donor assumes to be an Amaretz is actually a Chaver. I like that. Who will take Demai, who will take Maestros from the Demai when he's notified. You don't always know what Yenim is. That's a very important rule. Okay. Now we're on Chavdal and Amabez. Amra Mana Hado Amra Elain de Yohavin Bevesin. Since we're saying that this is limited to people who don't lodge overnight, so the travelers who are placed in houses for overnight lodging are sorely tamed meishvias. You can't give them food that was bought from shvias money. I'm not sure exactly why they phrase it this way. Shvias money is, I had shvias, I sold it to somebody. Remember, you can't sell shvias. If I collect, and I over-collect it for my personal use, I have leftovers, I can go and say, okay, who wants some shvias food and sell it to you on a one-off basis, just not to make money. It's not a profit. That's not l'achav l'schar. There's no violation. So you can have money that was nitfas b'kedusha shvias. So it's just on the side. So I guess what you're going to do is you're going to go then take this shvias money and you're going to go buy provisions for the breakfast to feed the guests. Then that kedusha shvias goes on to the food that I buy for breakfast. That food, I can't use that food to pay a chov because of the kedusha shvias. So since I'm obligated to give him breakfast, so that's what's basically.
Maybe that's a chov.
That is a chov. That's exactly the point here. That Hada Amra from this Rabbi Yeshua, will he lay the oven in the basin, also lay them in the Meshias. She'en ala kaprei achov in the Meshias. That's what the Gemara says. Did I miss anything here? Just want to look here if I missed something over here. Mara Fulda explains. Our Mishnah waived the Demai prohibition for paupers and guests. I'm in the second paragraph of footnote 3. In order to facilitate the mitzvah of giving charity, extending hospitality. So why did Rabbi Yeshua limit this leniency to guests who do not stay overnight? After all, you know, having the guests stay in your house overnight is the biggest form of you know that in Halach and Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if anybody realizes this, it says in Hilchot Shabbos, so there's a certain heterim that they have for clearing out furniture from a large room to make room for guests. So the Chayyarim says over there in Hilchos Shabbos, he says that heter of Achsanoi is only of Achnasas Orchim is only if the guest sleeps in your house overnight. You don't if it's not a guest that sleeps overnight, that's not true Achnasas Orchim mitzvah. Achnasas Orchim is not just giving them a meal. We call it Achnasas Orchim freely, but in halachic terms, he has to sleep in your house overnight for it to be a true Haknasas Orchim, and all the heterim that go along with that in Hilchos Shabbos. This is very interesting that in our Gemara, it's the opposite. We're saying, no, overnight, it's all, the heterim go away. It's very interesting. So that, but that's basically...
He said they expected to get paid for the overnight.
Why did Rabbi Yeshua limit the leniency to guests who stay overnight? Perforce, only feeding a guest who does not stay overnight is a form of Milas Chasadim. Feeding a guest who stays overnight is not a form, but a form of paying a debt. Since feeding a guest who stays overnight is tantamount to paying a debt, Shvius may not be used. Hold on. Why is feeding a guest viewed as paying a guest and as paying a debt and not as an act of kindness? Because those providing overnight guests with room and board anticipated remuneration. They're getting paid for it, either in the form of a direct payment or in reciprocating and providing the host with overnight lodging at some date in the future. So there's going to be a tit for tat, is that what you called it?
Yeah.
What's quid pro quo? Quid, was it?
Quid pro quo.
What's that? Is that the same thing? Yeah, okay.
The negative connotation?
Okay, whatever. Anyway, that's an important footnote over there. So that's the idea. So...
Can I go back to Aniyim for 1 second?
Sure.
Is it Mukrach that, according to Rabbi Yossi, that the Aniyim don't have to be Mafresh?
I think so.
The giver doesn't have to be Choshesh?
I think that he holds that you don't have to be Mafresh, and I think they're allowed to eat it straight out.
Why?
Because Chachamim were Mekel.
Meaning
the Chachamim were makel to make sure that they didn't starve to death. That's what I look at it.
No. So it's two separate things.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because one is on the giver, one is on the receiver. The Mishnah doesn't say Aniyim don't have to separate Meiser from
Let me tell you, it's a machlokes in the Mefarshim. I don't have the list here. I took the notes beforehand. I left my notebook at home, but it is a machlokes. Whether they can eat it or not.
I mean, according to Yossi, within that tzad, the Mishnah is it's like Iker Chasam Sefer.
Yes.
Because the Mishnah is putting it, it's a din on the giver, which is generally how we view tzedakah and maestros. It's a din on the giver, not a din on the receiver.
Let me read you the Rambam. Yeah. The Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph, and Hilchos Maestros.
The Rambam coming from the Bavli.
The Rambam says, maybe, Mutal Hachalas Ha'aniyim, that's Ha'archim to Mai, the Tzarek Lohidion. If they want to. Okay?
Who's the
Ratsu
referred to?
The official
Imratsu. It's plural.
Yeah. It says if they want to.
Then you notice they can't say where he's coming from? I don't think it's where they were coming.
That would require me to look in the Bir Halacha, which we don't have time right now. Okay. So Kadoda Tony, Echad Shvius, Echad Meiser Sheni, in your front, this is a Bryce that says that if you have Shvius or Meiser Sheni, you can't use them to pay off a loan or a debt, right? And from him, Milva Vachov, Vein Oisim Hem Shushpinas. Shushpinas, is usually, it means in the context of Mesachta Kedushin, it's when we send each other matonos as part of the. Prenuptials, whatever. You can't pay a debt like we just said. Like if you invited to me, so therefore I'm going to invite you. Can't do that. You can't use them for let's say there's an appeal in shul. I can't use the money, my Meiser Sheni money, to pay. That assessment. I mean, I was wondering about this one, you know. So can I use my Meister money to pay my shul bill? If there's an assessment, everybody has to pay, you know, in Shomrei, whatever it is, I don't know what it is, $850 a year or whatever. Am I allowed to use my Meister money for that? I mean, here it says...
We're talking about
Meister Shane,
not
Meister Rish. What's the difference? Well, meaning I can't use my Meister money to pay off a debt, right? That's what it says. Like for instance, Matel Savyonim on Purim, I can't use my Meister money because it's a chov. Right. So over here, it's the basic idea, the same thing, right? Ain't Paiskim Ham Stokalanim, Basak Nesses. Footnote 9, right? Community leaders would assess a charity tax on each family. You can't use Shias or Meister Sheni to pay this charity assessment. I don't know. Maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe this is different. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's only Meister Sheni. You could pay the. You could use them for acts of kindness. Okay. That is to say, for an out of town guest who's not lodging overnight. Okay. So that's a riot to Rabbanah's ruling. That you could use it for, yeah. The Chaklodia, you have to notify them that it's Shvius or Meiser Sheni, so that, you know, he knows what to do with it, obviously. Yeah. Now, Tamontanina, Poel Sheina, and Neman Labalbias, if you have a worker who does not trust his employer when he's giving him food, he wants to eat, right? So he takes, He makes this a whole nusach. You take one fig out of 100, and then you say, you know, this the 9 of the figs that's next to the one is meiser, and this one will be trumas meiser, and so on. Haman atomar. So over there, you say how pel mafresh, that the pel has to take off the meiseres. The ka atomar balbayis mafresh, and here you say it's the balbayis's responsibility to take it off. Right, we're asking the Tanakama. How the Tanakama argued on Rabbi Gamliel, he held that you're not allowed to feed the workers the mai. Then it's the Baal Bayis's chov to feed them, to be masakin it before he feeds his workers. And over there in that mission, it says that the poel had to do it. So that's the stira. And Rabbi Yonah Tamon v'machilo min hamenuyah. There he was feeding the worker together with his guests. So therefore, what? So 16, what does it say? Since he's feeding them, no matter what would feed any poor person, it's charity. So you could feed the pauper's demai, so you could feed the poor laborer as well. And then I guess this would be a riot that he would have to be mafresh himself. That's what it sounds like from here, right? Baram Hacha, but over here, in our Mishnah, where you're not, the Tanakhama holds you're not allowed to feed the worker without taking the maizus, the machilam in ha'avos. You have to feed him from what? Where you're feeding him from, the laborer's table. So he says trough, whatever it is. So that's a vessel similar to an animal trough in which the employer places food for the laborers. It's like, you know, a kitchen table. So feeding the poor laborers from that is a matter that he feeds his workers. It's not a charity act. It's a fulfillment of the legal obligation. And that cannot be discharged with demai. Okay. There's a lot to discuss here. We were makatzer, and there's a lot more here. Harbe yoyser yesh kamimah shamanu.